Yeah, Allie Ryan Hansen, Communications Manager, the Oregon Department of State Lands.
You know, I read this story, and it's pretty fascinating. There's a lot of stuff to it. I just want to kind of get to the latest. Sounds like there was some new actions taken by the state on Thursday to try to get this situation resolved with Facebook. What can you tell us, Allie?
Well, so Edge Cable Holdings has an agreement with the state to allow a fiber optic cable to be placed through the territorial sea. That agreement does not allow equipment to be left under the seafloor. So when the drill broke and equipment was left behind, that meant that Edge was out of compliance with the terms of their agreement with the state. The state wants to see Edge come back into compliance with the terms of their agreement with the state. And so to do that, we've outlined a number of options for them to come back into agreement under their current cable easement.
Also possibly looking at a penalty for violating the permit in this way right now. Is that true? And mm-hmm. Is there any idea on what the penalty could be yet?
Well, there are a number of things that we've told Edge that they need to do to come back into compliance with the terms of their agreement. One is reaching an agreement for damages to be paid, which means what money they're going to give us for damages. Another is making sure that any current and future risks or liabilities that may arise from the equipment being down there are covered. And then also they need to either remove the equipment in a way that doesn't damage the seafloor, or they need to apply for and obtain an encroachment easement, which would allow them to lift the equipment down there.
On that, Allie, do you know if that's the route they take to get the new permit and apply and for it to stay down there? Could it stay down there forever indefinitely is basically what that would be?
Yes. So an encroachment easement. So with that option, it's acknowledging that that equipment is going to be on state-owned land in perpetuity, and it would be a way for the state to have some oversight of the fact that there is equipment down there under the seafloor.
And could the state deny that application and essentially they would have to remove the stuff?
So that's a bit of a complicated question. So they do need to apply to get that encroachment easement, which means they need to submit a new application. The state needs to review what it is they're proposing, and then that application needs to go out for public review and comment as well. So there are a number of steps that still need to happen before any kind of encroachment easement could be approved. So it's hard to say at this point. You know, we have not seen an encroachment easement application. We've got a ways to go before we know what that application looks like and whether the state's going to be in a position to approve that application.
Okay. And then I guess, Allie, you already mentioned this, but I wanted to just circle back around and ask and maybe reiterate it. At this point, what would the state of Oregon like to see happen?
So at this point, we want to see Edge Cable come back into compliance with the terms of their agreement. You know, it's important to us as a state that when we agree to something, we live up to it. So we have outlined Edge Cable's options for holding up their end of the bargain on this agreement that we already have. So it'll be really important for us to see them meet those deadlines in terms of what damages are going to be paid, what needs to change with the current easement agreement so that any current and future risks are addressed, and to know what they want to do with that abandoned equipment, whether it's going to be possible for it to be removed or whether they're going to need to apply for that encroachment easement so that it can be left there.